Moderators for organizing this discussion and the panelists for their presentation. Explosive ordnance risk education is essential to protecting civilians from the risk of IEDs. Extensive risk education has been shown to help reduce behavior of local communities that may be risky, and such education can be delivered through a wide range of methods, including lectures, outreach during sporting events, media outreach, posters near affected areas, social media, and more. In most cases, using multiple methods of delivery will be most effective to reach the diversity of persons in an affected community. Since 2019, the United States has used Facebook and other social media platforms for explosive ordnance risk education in Bosnia and Herzegovina, Cambodia, Iraq, Somalia, and Ukraine, among other locations. Social media messages do not replace former methods and are not the best fit in all situations, but they have been proven to be a cost-effective way to deliver targeted risk education to civilians in areas where security, geography, and dynamic operating environments limit face-to-face risk education and as a force multiplier to traditional methods. Finally, I just wanted to note in response to the remarks by the Ukrainian delegation that we appreciate the efforts made by governments and numerous humanitarian organizations in clearing and securing areas in Ukraine that have been contaminated as a result of Russia's aggression against Ukraine. We highly value measures undertaken by the government of Ukraine in humanitarian demining, victim assistance, and rehabilitation to ensure the safety of civilians and to create conditions for sustainable development in the affected regions. It is crucial to ensure the full recovery, safety, and stability of the affected Ukrainian territories. And we continue to condemn any use of mines, booby traps, and other devices prohibited by amended Protocol 2. I thank you.
Agradezco a la representante.